Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. Today, I'm going to show you how to build your very first .NET Core application inside of Visual Studio for Mac and share some code with your Xamarin applications with .NET Standard. Now, .NET Core is a cross-platform .NET runtime that runs on Windows, it runs on Mac, and it also runs on Linux. So what we want to do to get started is go to Microsoft.com/net. And here we'll hit the download button, and it'll say, hey, what do you want to download? .NET, .NET Core, or Xamarin? We want to maybe build a backend service for our application, so we're going to go and click on .NET Core. And here, we're going to have an SDK that we can download. I really like the step-by-step instructions, and here I'm on macOS, I'm going to tap on macOS. Now, this is really cool because it's really easy to install on macOS to get .NET Core and everything that you need started. And in fact, Kendra made an awesome video on how to install everything and create your first application, so I don't want to really run through that. But what you'll need to do is, if you're using Visual Studio for Mac, is install the prerequisites. So we'll install Homebrew, there's a nice link here, and we'll install some OpenSSL, which is required for .NET Core running on Mac. And then, simply install the .NET Core 1.1 SDK. There you go. .NET Core is installed, and then you could do something like .NET New and then create and scaffold out a new project. But we want to use Visual Studio for Mac. So head over to visualstudio.com and simply install Visual Studio for Mac. This works in Community Edition, Pro, or Enterprise. So no matter what you have, you'll be ready to go. So I've already installed .NET Core. I've already installed Visual Studio for Mac. And now all I need to do is start to create my .NET Core application, create some shared code, and share it with my iOS, Android, or Windows application using .NET Standard libraries. So let's hop back to Visual Studio for Mac and get started. So here's Visual Studio. I'm going to go ahead and pop this up. And that will go ahead and launch our IDE. So there we go. Go ahead and close out a few of these windows. There we go. So for Visual Studio for Mac, it's going to support all the things that you know and love, including Xamarin, Mac, iOS, Android development, and .NET Core applications. So here, let me go ahead and zoom in here. And the first thing that we want to do is come down to .NET Core. We can see that we have the ability to create a console application, so maybe we're going to deploy that to a server, an ASP.NET Core application, or maybe even a web API. Down under libraries, we'll find .NET Standard libraries and even XUnit test projects here. So let's go ahead and create our very first C# .NET Core application. We could also choose F# if we wanted to, too. So here's this. I'm going to say my awesome core app. There we go. Now, this is going to look and feel like a standard .NET application. So if I come over into my libraries and zoom in over here, we're going to see I have dependencies, I have SDK dependencies, and I have a program. If we don't see anything under SDK, all we have to do is simply restore, go up to our project and say restore NuGet packages. This will essentially bring in any of the .NET packages that I need. So here we're going to see where we hit restore. And now we have our .NET Core App 1.1.1 NuGet that's downloaded. So here we go. It's a simple application. I can add breakpoints. I can simply deploy it. This will essentially start to spin up a brand new console application on .NET Core from Visual Studio for Mac, launches the terminal here, and boom, I hit my very first breakpoint in just a few seconds, and I have my Hello World application. I can go ahead and continue on, of course, and I could start scaffolding that out. But there it is, Hello World, and I'm done. Cool. So just in a few seconds, I have my .NET Core app, but I want to create some shared code because I want to share it probably with other applications, such as ASP.NET, or maybe my Xamarin applications. So what I want to do now is create a brand new .NET standard library. So I'm going to come in and add a new project. We can add them find it in a few places. Under multi-platform, we have shared project, PCL, or .NET standard. Or if I want to be really specific, under .NET Core, create a .NET standard library. That's what we want to create, because that's going to give us one library that can be shared across all apps. So my awesome shared code. Boom. And again, we'll go ahead and make sure that we restore all of our NuGet packages that are there. Now, on this application, I can come in and look at the options. And what we'll see is that under general for this project, we're targeting .NET Standard 1.4. We can target any of the different .NET standard flavors in this instance, but this should be good enough for us to start sharing code. So in here, we can start and create in a class. So I'll say int count, there we go, and I'll say public int count, and it'll say get count set count equals value. There we go. And I'll say public static public void increase count. So very amazing application here. And when we call this method, it's going to do count plus plus. Very simple. So now what we can do here is we can come in and add a reference to this. So there we go. Add to my shared code. This application, which is our .NET standard application, now could come in and create a var my class 1, my class. There we go. I'll do a quick fix here to bring in my class. So using my awesome shared code. There we go. My class. There we go. My class. I'll create a static here, obviously. There we go. There we go. And I can now say my class dot increase count. And then we can come over. Hello world, count equals my class.count. There we go. So let's do some string interpolation there. And now what we'll see is that I'm immediately starting to share code with from the shared project. Instead of putting everything in the .NET standard or .NET core application, I put it inside of here. So now I can use all my standard debug as I would expect using Visual Studio. For Mac, there's my count. I can output the string that's coming down at this point, and we can see that the count is now 1, which is really cool. So I've started to bring in my shared code, and you probably have things like your view models, your models in there, your controllers, things that don't really care about the head or whatever is going on the UI part. So here, this is the .NET core application. So maybe now we want to add a Xamarin iOS application. So let's go ahead and add one of those in there. We can say add new project. I'm going to go to iOS. Let's go ahead and create a single view app. I'll say my awesome iOS app. There we go. We'll go ahead and let it scaffold it out. You could, of course, create an Android application, a Mac application, anything like that. What we're going to do now at this point is come into our iOS references, say add reference, go into our projects, and we can see that I can add my shared code right here, my awesome shared code. There we go. And if I go back into my other program, what we could do is, of course, we could steal a bit of this code here. And if I go into my main view controller, I can start to access that shared code immediately. So using my awesome shared code, there we have it. We have a new view controller, view did load. We can go ahead and put this class 1. My class equals new class 1, as you would expect, and then my class dot increase count. There we have it. In just a few minutes, I was able to create a .NET core application, which can be deployed anywhere on Linux, Mac, or PC as my backend service. I could, of course, now then take that .NET standard library that we created, share it with that .NET core app, ASP.NET core app, any of my Xamarin applications, or anything that supports .NET standard libraries, just like I did here, sharing with an iOS app, starting to share code, all from Visual Studio for Mac. So until next time, I'm James Montemagno. This has been The Xamarin Show. And don't forget to subscribe up in that area over there, wherever it's at on the page, hit that subscribe button. Thanks.